2 minutes.
There's other people chiming in here also.
40 seconds. 40 seconds.
No, let's change it.
Next week I'll have really great strategies for how to do this, but for now, what I know that we do is you just pick out little words you know, you look for what's the context, what might this mean, are there words that are similar like dicho? Well, the D-I-C is like dice, does that make sense? Yeah, it's a saying, dice, he says. So, anybody recognize any words in here? What is ami?
Large.
English.
To
or at. Okay, good. Oh, yeah.
Mal and buena.
Mal. Okay. Buena. Todos comprenden mal y buena?
Sí.
Sí? Okay. Tiempo.
Time.
Good. Time. Cara. La cara. Toquen la cara. Toquen la cara. Toca. Sí. Toquen la nariz, los ojos, la boca, las orejas, la cara. Okay. A mal tiempo, buena cara. We just wanted to go for the essence of it. Literally, what does it mean?
A bad time.
At or to. How do you say in Spanish? That's confusing. Like a boy. I un muchacho. A girl, I una muchacha. But the A in Spanish is to, like I'm going to the store. Yo voy a fries. Okay. Hola, pasen. So, a means to. Okay. In the story, el papá corre al muchacho. ¿Dónde está el lobo? El papá corre a. El muchacho. Did anybody catch in the story? El papá corre al muchacho. El papá corre. What's this? How do you say to? How do you say the? Look at that. Our first contraction. Ha el muchacho. Al muchacho. So, at or to. Ha in Spanish is at or to. Okay. A mal tiempo buena cara. So, literally, what does it mean? Anybody?
Good face.
Okay. At or to a bad time, good face. What would that mean?
Be happy in the face of trials.
Yeah.
Be happy when you lose.
Wait, how about when times are bad, chin up? More or less? Más o menos? Okay. Repitan. A mal tiempo, buena cara. Okay. Quién? Quién recuerda? It's like records, remembers. Quién recuerda? Oh, sure. El dicho de la semana pasada. Last week. Sí?
Poco a poco se llega al
coco. Okay. Poco a poco se llega al coco. Mm-hmm. That was hace dos semanas. Poco a poco. You guys, anything I write on the board, you will want to make sure you know all the words. Oh, look, there it is again. What does that mean?
To the.
Oh. Little by little, one arrives at the coco. Right. So, llega, what's llega? He or she arrives. How you arrive? On your legs. So, if that helps to remember llega, Josh, on your legs. Okay. Y la semana pasada, last week, what was the dicho? ¿Cómo se dice crazy?
Loco.
¿Cómo se dice each? Each.
Cada.
Cada. Cada, guys, you need to study. Cada. Each nut. Cada loco with his own thing. Con. Su tema, what does that mean?
Each.
To each his own.
Whatever floats your boat. Each crazy person with his or her theme. And I learned something else about this dicho. I want you to be able to use it correctly. It's also used in the context of when you got two people having a conversation and one of them is just talking because he's in love with the sound of his own voice. And the other one's talking because she's in love with the sound of her voice, and they're not really listening to each other. And it's also used because I was looking up some more expressions. And that's also like, they each have their own theme that they're talking about, not like they're really connecting. But it's also to each his own. Remember, you have his own.
The poco a poco, what does that one mean?
Se llega a poco. Little by little, you arrive at the big coconut. It's just like inch by inch, everything's a cinch, little by little, you get there. Okay, so, a mal tiempo, buena cara. You're in a situation that's sort of depressing or something. A mal tiempo. Buena cara. Yes, I want to see buenas caras. Happy faces when you come on in. Okay, I was speaking of coming in. We need to start on time. So, I think what we're going to do is have a big fiesta at the end of the semester. And we'll just have this thing where anybody who's not ready to go at 6:30, it's $1. And we'll have a little jar, the fiesta jar. Every 5 minutes, it's $1. So if you come at 6:35, you just barely snuck in. If it's 6:36, it's $2. All right? Now, call me or email me if, you know, like there's an elephant in the middle of the road or something like that. You know, we'll let you off the hook. Okay. ¿Cuál es la fecha? The date. ¿Cuál es la fecha de? ¿Cómo se dice today? Hoy. Hoy. ¿Cómo se dice today? There it is. There's that word. Hoy. Hoy. What a day. Today it is. Hoy today. Okay. ¿Qué mes? What month?
Enero.
Febrero. Marzo.
Abril.
Mayo.
Junio.
Julio.
Agosto.
Agosto.
Septiembre.
Septiembre.
Octubre.
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 Remember your vocales? ¿Cómo se dice?
Ah.
Okay, abre la boca. Ah.
Ah.
If you don't, you're going to go, ah. It's called a schwa in linguistic. Ah. It's ah.
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 Eh.
Eh. Ah.
Eh.
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 I.
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 O. O. ¿Cómo se dice?
Octubre.
And? Okay. Repitan.
Octubre.
Noviembre.
Noviembre.
Diciembre.
Diciembre.
¿Cuál es, what is, or which is, cuál es la fecha hoy?
Hoy es...
No, septiembre.
Oh, sí. Septiembre.
Sí, hoy es... es domingo.
No.
Es lunes.
No.
Es martes.
No.
Miércoles.
No.
¿Es viernes?
No.
¿Es sábado?
No.
¿Qué día es?
Es jueves.
Es jueves. You should spit on the back of the neck for somebody. Jueves. Right. ¿Es jueves?
Jueves.
¿El 6 de septiembre?
Sí.
Sí. Hoy es jueves. El 6 de septiembre. ¿Capish? Ok. ¿Qué día es mañana?
El 7 de septiembre.
Muy bien. ¿Qué día fue? Was.
When I go like that, it's past tense.
¿Qué día fue ayer?
Miércoles.
El
5
de septiembre.
Okay. Excelente. All right. I learned something really interesting about being a teacher. Okay, a mal tiempo. A mal tiempo. Buena cara, Valeria. Okay, during break.
I don't know if I can do it because I don't know if they have the stuff. But you know,
okay, you know, you guys are going to know these really well. So I learned that I did this workshop on brains, and I learned that. Oh, do you know what brain is called in Spanish? Gray matter. La materia gris. I had a whole workshop on la materia gris. It's like be a better profesora. And I learned that the peak time for learning is the beginning of class, right after break, and the last 6 minutes. How about that? So, let's get the grammar over with. Okay. We're going to do some verbs, and then we're going to play with them. Okay. Hablar. Bailar. Bailar. Oh, cantar. 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 What word? Give me a root word.
Can.
That, can. Yes, you can, Joey. You can. I've heard you sing. Give me a root word that tells you this is sing, to sing. Cantada, thank you. Bailar, that means
dance.
It's because I am not a
ballerina.
Okay, and everybody knows hablar. To talk. All right, to talk or to speak. To speak. All right, what's common in all these things I wrote? They have one word in common.
Two.
Right. It's called an infinitive. We don't know who's doing it. Just say, oh, to dance is fantastic. I'm not saying who's dancing. But as soon as I do a little switch up, change up here, we're going to know who's doing it. Okay? See this AR at the end of a verb?
Yeah.
Okay, when we talk about who's doing it, adios. We're going to get rid of that. So, I am a big powdered sugar
donut.
So when I talk about what I do, it all ends in a really pretty donut. So, I speak is, take off the AR and add your powdered sugar donut. What is it?
Hablo.
Yo.
Yo hablo.
Hablo. Look at that. Here's my donut. Mm-hmm. Yo hablo. I speak. Okay? Easy?
Easy cheesy?
Sí.
Fácil queso? Easy cheesy?
Okay, bailar is to dance. ¿Cómo se dice yo? I mean, ¿cómo se dice I dance?
Yo.
Yo. Okay, how are we going to pronounce this? Repita. Ah.
Ah.
E.
E.
Ah.
Ah.
E.
E.
Ah. E.
Ah.
E.
Ah.
E.
Ay,
ay, bailo, bailo, yo, bailo. And if you don't remember, just stop and sound out. It's called a diphthong. You are learning all this stuff for free today. A diphthong is 2 vowels together. Yo, bailo, bailo. Okay? Cantar is to sing. Turn to your partner, and I want you to say, quote, I sing very well. Turn to your partner. En español. Someone said canto.
Canto.
Ah, ah, e, ah, canto, canto, canto. Yo canto, canto, muy bien. Okay, it's easy, isn't it? All right, I'm gonna give you another verb. Comer is to eat. I eat tacos. Turn to your partner. I eat tacos. Comer tacos.
Yo quien.
Okay. Let's see. What's this one? Shh. Atención. ¿Qué es?
Live.
To live. All right. ¿Dónde vives tú? That means where do you live? ¿Dónde?
¿Dónde vives tú, Cheryl?
Glendale.
Okay, muy bien. Cheryl vive en Glendale. Cheryl, ¿cómo se dice? I live in Glendale.
Yo vive, viver.
You're a donut, remember?
Oh. Yo vivo.
Excellent.
Yo vivo en Glendale, ¿sí?
Excelente. I never eat eggplant, Joey. Is that in Spanish class? It's an inside joke.
Never.
Oh my gosh, never. ¿Cómo se dice never?
Nunca.
Better look at that poster over there. All right, I never eat eggplant, Joey.
Yo nunca?
Mm-hmm.
Como.
Yeah, good.
Yo nunca como egg.
Do you ever have one, Sal?
No.
That's okay. That took me like 8 years. Verenjena.
Oh, okay.
That's a really useful word.
I remember my Hebrew, though.
Tú comes jengibre, ginger?
Siempre.
Okay.
Jengibre.
Yo siempre como...
Sí, un día en la clase de español, yo tengo, I have un pedazo piece de jengibre, ginger, muy fuerte, strong.
Pobre Joey.
Valeria le dice, Joey, come. Oh, Joey es mi amigo. He didn't mata me. Okay, muy bien. Escribir is to write. All right. ¿Cómo se dice a book? Un libro. Muy bien. Un libro. I write a big book. Turn to your partner. I write a big book. Try it. Where's your donut?
Libro.
Libro.
Okay, Simeon, I write a big book.
Yo escribo un grande libro.
Excelente. Switch map. Libro.
Jack.
Un libro.
Grande.
Muy bien. ¿Quién escribe un libro grande? ¿Quién escribe un libro grande? Now, I want you to look at something in this question. I didn't say escribo. Escribo is I write. I said who writes. This is that third person over there. He or she or it or Rhonda or Madison, the cat. El gato escribe un libro grande. No.
Hello.
Roberta escribe un libro grande?
No.
No. No. Caleb escribe un libro grande?
No.
Didn't give her a call. ¿Quién escribe un libro grande?
Un gato.
Valeria.
Un gato. Valeria. Yo escribo un libro. Fantástico. Pero también. ¿Pues también?
Also.
El mono. Simeon.
There's a monkey.
Un mono. That's a good one. Okay. This is the third person. Okay? So, you want to do another tense or you want to save it? How's your brain? How's your materia, please? Please. Sí? Muy bien?
It's great.
Okay? Remember your number. Recuerda el número. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete. Oh, there's no way to do that.
Can you see forget our number?
Uno, I'm doing it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho. Find your partner.
Tampoco.
Entonces, wait, I really need to get that one down.
Siempre.
Always.
The opposite is?
Never.
Nunca. I'm sorry, you can't see these.
That's okay.
Sin embargo?
Never.
Nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
Casi.
Almost.
Almost. All right, I think I want to add a couple words to that. And that would be nadie quizás. Thank you, Kayla. Okay. Someone and no one. Ari, would you write these on the poster during the break? I'll just put it here.
Bueno.
Alguien. I'll just give you a few words. We'll be working on them the next couple weeks. Because they'll come up a lot. Is someone.
Alguien. And then.
Do we have Nadie? No. Nadie. Alguien is someone, and Nadie is el opuesto, the opposite. Nadie.
No one.
Nobody. No one, nobody. Okay. And. Quizás is perhaps. Okay, now I wanted to remind you at the back of your book, you have, just like Aaliyah said, it says notas. These are really good to be writing down your dichos del día, your sayings, and great place to take notes. You'll always have them. Okay. And I think I want to add one more word that was in your homework. Opposite. Anybody remember seeing that in the homework?
Yeah.
I think the question was, ¿Qué hace el muchacho? What
does he do?
What does he do? Hace means he does or he makes. Hacer is the infinitive. That ER, when you see that at the end of the verb, it just means to do or to make. So hace means he does or he or she makes. All right. I think that's enough grammar for today. Okay. Con tu compañero, your partner, miren.
Miren means get ours to look at.
Miren los cognatos. And you may need to come a little bit closer and just pull up some sillas, some chairs aquí, because it's hard to read. I want you to take 5 minutos con tu compañero. Well, that's a cabine, compañero. Go through this list and see how many cognates you can figure out, okay? So partners, 5 minutes, 5 minutes.
We have to write them down on this?
No, just do it out loud. You'll remember them. Or you'll figure them out.
Chocolate,
chocolate,
Okay, we're going to get to that in a minute. Look at that A at the end. That's that he or she. Okay, the rápido.
Rápido.
La botella.
Bottle.
Bottle. Gato.
Cat.
Democrático.
Democratic.
Eterna.
Eternal.
Específica.
Specific.
Elefante.
Elephant.
Atlético.
Athletic.
Funciona.
Functional.
It functions. There's that A again. Okay, like Agua is here, she speaks. Salvar is to save. What would salva be? There she saves. Good. Okay, la profesora.
Oh, you.
Vomita. Okay. Vomitar.
Oh, I'll put it on our AR list.
Vomitar is to vomit. How would you say I vomit?
Vomito.
Yo vomito. Okay, how would you say he or she vomits?
Vomita.
Vomita. Okay. Great. All right. Siéntense, por favor, with your partner. Okay. Just going to give you some verbs to see if you're kind of catching on, which I think you are. Hablar is to speak. I speak.
Hablo.
Hablo. Hablo. Now be careful that you don't stress that O. Don't say hablo, it's hablo. Hablar, hablo. Because if you say hablo, it means he spoke. Yes.
Wait, can we do the vowels again? I'm not,
yes.
I don't get those.
A.
A.
E.
F.
E.
E.
O.
O.
U. Yeah. There's vowels, there's also the stress. Hablo is I speak. Hablo, notice I go like that, means he spoke. So where you put your oral stress, hablo, hablo, you hear the difference? Hablo, yo hablo español, yo hablo inglés también, yo hablo francés también, yo hablo italiano y portugués también. Hablo. But ayer, means yesterday, Joey hablo español, Joey spoke Spanish. Hablo, hablo. Okay, just a subtle thing. Just want you to kind of be listening for it. I dance.
Bailo.
And you know the nice thing about Spanish is I can't go up to you in English and say dance. Oh, I can't. It sounds like a command, but maybe I mean the dogs dance or the cats dance or I dance. We don't know. You have to say, put their subject there too. But in Spanish, it's nice because we know that bailar is to dance. So if we see bailo, we know that that donut is because I'm doing it, right? So I can just say bailo, I dance. I don't have to say I don't have to say the yo. The yo is optional. It just gives more emphasis. Like, ah, I dance. Okay.
Would you say bailo con usted?
If you want to say I dance with you, yeah. Muy bien. Okay, I sing. Canto. I walk.
Camino.
I plant.
Punto.
I attack.
Attack.
A taco. I attack a taco. How would you say that?
Taco.
A taco. Un taco. See? I attack two tacos.
Taco.
Dos tacos. Muy bien. I puke.
Vomito.
Okay. Same thing with the verbs. Verbs only end in three things. They only end in...
Oh, Caleb, did we start the recording again? You did?
They only end in AR, IR, and ER. And sometimes that'll make a difference on how you conjugate the verb. Okay. Escribir is to write. I write.
Escribo.
I eat. I eat a lot of chocolate. Como mucho chocolate. I live in Phoenix. Phoenix, muy bien. Madison, ¿dónde vives tú?
Phoenix.
Muy bien. ¿Dónde vives tú?
Yo vivo en Scottsdale.
Ah.
Scottsdale.
Muy bien. Yo, qué coincidencia. Yo vivo en Scottsdale también.
¿Tú vives en Scottsdale?
Sí, yo vivo en Scottsdale también.
Sí.
¿Qué coincidencia?
Yo vivo en
Conato. ¿Tú vives en Scottsdale también?
Sí.
Él vive en Scottsdale también. Okay, I run. I run fast.
Coral.
Corro despacio?
Rápido.
Corro rápido. I don't understand.
No
comprendo. Okay, so you know how to say I do all these things. You can say so many things now. And look at all those five names. All right, your next great novel, piece of pastel, piece of cake, right? Okay, you got the I do it down? Okay. Take just un minuto and just make some sentences in a yo form, the first person. Use some verbs, use some cognates, and just make a couple sentences with your partner. Like, I eat a cat with salsa or something. Okay, use the
Okay,
try and use the
Yo bio.
Okay, yo
write that one up here. Repite, Ariana.
Yo siempre como la comida de Joey.
¿Cómo se dice comida en inglés?
Food.
Sí, una palabra,
word,
una palabra muy importante. Siempre means
always.
Sí, yo siempre como la comida de Joy. Pero ella no siempre come la comida de su mamá. ¿Por qué? Porque su mamá, prepares la comida vegetariana, muy rara, muy diferente, como el brócoli con jengibre y alga.
¿Alga?
Alga.
Sí.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, sí. ¿Te gusta? Do you like it? ¿Te gusta?
I like sushi.
Oh, a mí me gusta. ¿A ti te gusta la alga?
Sí.
Okay, Josh le gusta.
Is that
the best
stuff?
No, it's good. Josh le gusta. Le gusta la alga. Cómela. ¿Te gusta? Sí. Ah, a mí también. A mí me gusta. What cognate do you hear in there? I don't like it. Me gusta. Gusto. I have a lot of gusto.
Gusto.
Yes. Yes. Me gusta. Fantastic. ¿Te gusta?
It's like a sí. Seaweed roll.
Josh le gusta. La alga. Ah, Josh. Le gusta.
because in English we say I like something.
But in Spanish they say it pleases me. Gustar is to please. Okay? Gustar is, whoops, I should write that blue. To please. So literally, what am I saying when I say a Josh le gusta la alga? The seaweed
pleases
him.
What so le means him and la means what?
Le is this indirect object marker. It means like to him. Like when I say Bob, le dice, hey baby, I Elaine. Elaine, le dice, hey Bob, a Bob. E Simeon, le dice, oh, por favor, Bob, a Bob, boom, boom. He says to him, we just stick that little lay in there. You don't have to worry about it. I just want to tell you what it is. But it means it's an indirect object. It's pleasing to him. Yeah, sorry.
What's the ale for?
Ah, it's just emphasis. Ah, Josh. And it's telling us who it is.
At Josh.
Who it is that the algae is pleasing to. Okay, so it's just le gusta is he likes. So real easy, le gusta is he or she.
Like an extra word.
Is what?
All kind of like an extra word to make it sound better?
Not exactly. It's just you indicate who likes it. Who, to whom is it pleasing? Okay, so, le gusta. Okay, so, a Josh, le gusta la alga, si o no?
Si.
Si, si, le gusta. Ariana, te gusta?
No, gracias.
No, te gusta, like it?
No.
A mí me gusta. Me gusta.
Si.
It pleases me. Me gusta.
Tú estás muy, tú eres muy rara.
Si, sí, yo soy rara. Caleb, te gusta, si?
Si.
Si, me gusta.
Si, me gusta.
Si, a Caleb le gusta la obra? Si, come, sí. Come. Come, ya. Aaliyah, te gusta?
Si.
Si, come la. Okay, levántate.
Sorry.
Levántate. Abre la boca.
No, come on.
Abre la boca. Abre la boca. Sí. ¿Dónde está la alga?
Under my tongue.
Debajo de la lengua. Levanta. Levanta la lengua. Oh, sí. Sí. Hay alga debajo de la lengua. Gracias, Lía. Ok, Joey. ¿Quieres alga?
For your experience, Joy.
This is sort of a lot of standing thing we do to Joy. Joy, come here. It
smells like fish food.
From the mar, the ocean. Josh le gusta. Aaliyah le gusta. A Caleb le gusta. A mí le gusta.
Joey.
Te gusta? Oh, no, te gusta.
Joey, no, le gusta.
A Joey le gusta o no le gusta?
No le gusta.
Oh. ¿En serio?
No te gusta.
It's for Joey.
Okay, done. Joey tiene mucho coraje, courage. Sí, un aplauso para Joey. Sí. Oh, sí. Joey?
Sí.
A Joey le gusta la alga o no?
No.
No. Hey, le gusta Joey. Hey, le gusta. What pleases him? Hey, le gusta. Sí, a Joey le gusta chocolate. Oh, sí. Okay. Oh, sí. Okay, so we're going to actually have this in the next story we do in about 10 minutes. I just want to point out one more little grammar point, okay? Levántense. We're going to reset your brain for a minute. Toquen los hombros. Toquen las rodillas. Toquen los hombros. Toquen la cabeza. Toquen los hombros. Toquen las rodillas. Toquen los dedos. Bien, la cabeza, los hombros, las rodillas, los dedos, las rodillas, los dedos, los ojos,
las orejas, la boca, y la nariz. Okay, some of you know this, and some of you will, en un momento. Uno, dos, uno, dos, tres. Cabeza, hombros, rodillas, dedos, cabeza, hombros, rodillas, dedos, ojos, orejas, boca y nariz. Cabeza, hombros, rodillas, dedos,
más rápido.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, tres. Cabeza, hombros, rodillas, dedos, cabeza, hombros, rodillas, dedos, ojos, orejas, boca y nariz. Cabeza, hombros, rodillas, dedos,
más, más, ¿ya? Más rápido.
Más rápido, lo máximo.
Sí.
¿Listo?
Un poco más.
No, es el máximo.
Thank you,
okay,
máximo.
Uno, dos, tres. Cabeza, hombros, rodillas, dedos, cabeza, hombros, rodillas, dedos, orejas, boca y nariz, cabeza, hombros, rodillas,
dedos,
¿está bien?
Sí,
how come they did nothing?
Ok, siéntense.
Chew so fast.
So, now I'm going to teach you, what?
Was that P90X thing?
That was actually to reset your brain for now, the third person. Believe it or not, we just did that. This first person, I do this, I do that. Yo canto.
Oh, canto, yo bailo.
I am a big donut. Whatever I do, it ends in an O, okay? Now, forget that. Now we're going to learn how to say Joey does everything.
Joey.
Joey. Okay, I speak, yo hablo. We're all good with that?
Yes.
Really? Okay, great. Now remember, this is the thing we take off when we want to indicate someone else is doing something. So, yo bailo means what?
I dance.
Bailo is I dance. Canto.
I sing.
Okay, that's all called first person because I'm number one. Okay, yo soy número uno. But if I want to talk about someone else, over there, cat, dog, Joey, mi mamá. Okay, that's called third person. So, habla, hablar is to speak, and if I want to say he or she or it speaks, I would say habla. Right. I could say he speaks, él habla. There we go. So instead of an O, we have what? An A. Okay. How would you say she speaks? Ella. Excellent. Habla. How would you say the dog speaks? El perro habla. How would you say Caleb's mom speaks?
La mamá de Caleb.
La mamá de Caleb habla. Excellent. How would you say, turn to your partner and say, Caleb's mom does not dance well. And the no goes before your verb. Caleb's mom does not dance well, partner. Okay, ¿cómo es? What's it like?
La mamá
de Caleb.
No.
Baila. Bien. La mamá de Caleb no baila bien. La mamá de Caleb tiene ilusión. La mamá piensa que baila bien. Pero el papá de Caleb le dice a la mamá, Valeria, tú no bailas bien. ¿Comprenden?
Yes.
All right. Okay, turn to your partner and say, Rhonda always sings opera in the shower, in la ducha. La ducha is a shower. Rhonda always sings opera. Now, how are you going to say opera?
Opera.
La opera.
Opera.
Opera. Opera. Okay.
Rhonda always sings out in the shower. Turn your part on. Just no, just put a P at the end.
So was that seaweed that I ate?
Oh, God. Seaweed. Just like when you eat sushi.
It really hit my stomach pretty hard.
I'm sorry. Do you need more chocolate to help her?
No.
Okay. Voluntario. Rhonda always sings off for the show. Voluntario? Josh.
Rhonda, siempre canta.
What was that?
Canta.
Repeat it.
Canta.
Cantar is to sing. So what you do is you just get rid of that AR and you're going to add just an A. So what do we got?
Canta.
Yes, canta. Canta country, canta rock and roll, canta blues, que canta?
Opera.
Canta opera, si. En la ducha. Okay, comprende?
Si.
Okay, ¿dónde está Roberta?
Tu mamá siempre canta ópera en la ducha.
No.
¿Sí?
No.
¿Sí?
Sí.
Okay.
Sí. De acuerdo, I agree, de acuerdo.
Sí, tu mamá es loca. Tu mamá siempre canta ópera en la ducha.
Sí.
¿Cuándo means when? Cuando Rhonda canta ópera en la ducha. ¿Qué hace el perro? ¿Qué hace el perro?
¿Llora? ¡Oh! Cuando Rhonda canta ópera, el perro llora. ¿Qué hace el gato? ¿Qué hace el gato? ¿Se ríe o llora? Ah, no hace caso. Es en el case. Ah, pero... ¿Quién llora? ¿Quién? ¿El esposo? ¿El señor Kinsman? ¿Su esposo llora?
El perro.
El perro llora. ¿Cuándo llora? ¿Cuándo llora?
Cuando
Rhonda
canta
ópera. ¿Dónde canta ópera? ¿En el carro? ¿Dónde canta ópera? ¿Tú cantas en el carro también?
No.
No, tú no cantas solo en la ducha. Oh, okay. Okay. Ella canta ópera en la ducha y el perro llora. Okay. ¿Qué hace tu hermana, your sister? ¿Qué hace tu hermana, Mackenzie? ¿Mackenzie llora también? ¿O Mackenzie corre? ¿Mackenzie canta también?
Corre rápido.
Okay. Cuando Rhonda canta ópera en la ducha, no. Mackenzie corre rápido a la ducha. Y Mackenzie abre la puerta y Mackenzie entra en la ducha también. Y las dos cantan óperas. Y Mackenzie canta la. Y Rhonda canta la. Y Mackenzie canta la. En mi familia es muy normal. Okay. Muy bien. Rhonda C. Chewy. Muy bien. Who said that? Okay. Baila. Baila. ¿Quién aquí baila? ¿Quién no baila?
Sí.
¿Tú bailas?
No.
¿No bailas?
No. Ella es una liar.
¿Mentirosa?
Sí.
Él dice que él no baila.
Yo solo dice.
Yo digo, I say.
Yo digo la verdad.
Ella dice la verdad. She tells the truth. Tú bailas? Sí, tú bailas.
Yes.
And, oh, bye bye birdie. En el teatro. Sí, tú bailas bien. Oh, bye bye. Yes.
No,
Gabriela, tú bailas?
Sí.
Sí? ¿Qué tipo? What type? ¿Qué tipo de baile? Ballet? Tú bailas.
Sí? Ballet. And I do other ones too.
Okay.
And I dance to other songs too.
Ah, ella baila ballet y baila otros bailes. Other dances también. Excelente. Bob, tú bailas. Sí.
No.
Yo tengo una foto de tú y mamá. Bob baila. Bob no dice la verdad. Ni. Sí, él baila, sí. Sí, yo tengo una foto. Sí, sí. Con mi mamá y Bob baila con mi mamá. Pero mi mamá no baila bien. Mi mamá pisa el pie de Bob. Y Bob, ¿qué?
Llora.
Sí, yo tengo evidencia. Yo tengo la evidencia. ¿Verdad? Sí.
Se ríe.
¿Ella se ríe?
Yo se ríe.
Oh, ¿tú te ríes? Cuando ella baila, bueno, cuando ella baila, él se ríe. Oh, él se ríe y mi pobre mamá llora. Oh, terribles. Mi familia no es normal. Tampoco.
Okay,
good. La familia de Ronda no es normal, pero mi familia no es normal.
Tampoco.
¿Tu familia es normal?
No.
Oh, la familia de Cheryl no es normal tampoco. ¿Quién tiene una familia normal?
Nadie.
No.
No, la familia Schwartz no es normal.
¿La familia Peach es normal?
¿Tu mamá canta en la ducha?
Sí, no.
Oh, muy bien. La señora Peach no canta en la ducha.
No, la señora Peach baila en la ducha.
Sí, y Madison, cuando tu mamá baila en la ducha, like showers,
no.
Oh, sí. Yo tengo una foto. Okay. All right. Muy bien. In that case, let's just go over your homework. Okay. So, abran los libros. You know what's pretty cool?
Because I speak Spanish, and you guys don't understand it. I think that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Let's
see.
Okay. Página 8, page 8. Oh, you guys got these. Sure, so easy. Oh, let's go to page 9, exercise 2, fill in the blanks. Now, I was sure that nobody did the homework because I didn't get the email saying, what does this mean? Because these instructions are in Spanish, which is crazy. So, but basically, you fill in the first line with the correct answer, and then you just make up a couple answers.
I did my homework. My mom told me.
Oh, that's good. Okay, número uno. A ver, clase. Adalberto vive en...
Las
montañas. Okay, otra respuesta, another answer. Oh, yeah.
Un enorme libro.
Adalberto vive en un libro enorme. Muy bien, Josh.
En el lobo.
Yeah. Oh, Adalberto vive en el lobo. ¿Vive en el estómago del lobo
sí.
o vive en la parte posterior?
La parte posterior.
Oh, sí, muy bien. Now, I'm going to interrupt us for just a moment and throw in one more thing of grammar. How do you say I live?
Vivo.
Vivo, right. Vivo is I live. But look what happens over here. Actually, let's go to this one. Vivir is to live. We've got two groups here of verbs. We've got the verbs that end in AR, and then we've got the ones that end in what?
ER
or
IR.
So, vivir is to live. If we say he lives, or Adalberto, like he lives, Adalberto vive en el estómago del lobo, we take off that IR, I'm just going to nix that, right? And what letter did we add to it?
R.
E.
E, right. So there, right there is that thing that says it's the third person. Someone is doing it. Vive, Josh. Vive is he lives.
Josh.
Didn't we say that Adalberto vive en el...
Oh, en la parte posterior del logo? Sí. Gracias. Una corrección. Okay, vive. So, that's that third person. Vive. Remember the accident when my husband was driving fast? Vive. No vive. No vive, no vive, no vive. ¿Quién vive en el accidente? ¿Quién vivió? Who lived? ¿Quién vivió?
Juan.
No, Juan no vive.
Two?
Reina, ¿verdad? Reina.
Three.
Okay, so... I write is escribo. We take off that IR and just add an O, escribo. But how would you say
escribe?
She writes or he writes?
Escriba.
Escribe. Right, we just add an E. How about he eats? The wolf eats.
Come.
El lobo. Come. You see what's happening here? The pattern. Good. The papa runs.
Corre.
El papa corre. Good. The student understands.
Estudiante.
Comprende. ¿Cómo se dice I understand?
Yo comprendo.
Bob, yo comprendo, because I'm donut. Bob understands. Comprende.
Okay, so you have two things to remember. If it's someone you're talking about, you either add an E if it's on this side of the equation, or how do you say Valeria speaks Spanish?
Valeria habla.
Habla español. Valerie dances.
Valeria.
Valeria baila. We take off that AR and we just add an A. Rhonda sings opera. Rhonda.
Canta.
Canta. Opera. So we take off that AR. Okay. Get rid of that. And we just add the letter A. We just add an A. Okay? Fairly easy? Depending on the root, the infinitive, you might add an E or you might add an A. Okay? Valeria escribe muchos libros. Joey no come alga. Josh vive en Snotsdale. El papá corre rápido. See, I'm just adding an E. Cheryl siempre comprende español, etc. Okay? You good on that? And then on this side, if it ends in an AR, we just add an A. She speaks. Ella. Alta. She dances. Ella. Baila. She sings. Ella. Canta. She walks.
Ella.
Camina. She plants.
Ella.
She attacks.
Ella.
Ataca. She attacks the taco.
Ella.
Ataca. Okay. Caleb vomits.
Okay. All right, let's just take 5 minutes to go over your homework, and then we're going to take a break.
I think we're going to, how about number two? Adalberto es pastor. Okay, anybody have a different answer? Sí, Gabriela.
Adalberto es pollo.
Adalberto es pollo. Pollo? Alberto es un pollo. Sí, Ariana.
Alberto es bonita.
Ah, Alberto es bonito. Has to match.
Bonita.
Bonita
es una chica.
Cool. Okay, now look at number three. Alberto está muy what? What'd you get for number three?
Aburrido.
Aburrido. Otras respuestas. Other answers. All right.
Alberto es muy, está muy loco.
Está muy loco. Okay, Joey.
Alberto está muy contento.
Está muy contento.
Sí. Muy triste.
Está muy furioso.
Está muy furioso. ¿Por?
Está muy triste.
Está muy triste. See that? Está. It's talking about how he's feeling or how he's doing. Okay.
Okay, it's sort of more of a temporary thing. Okay, cuatro. Adalberto grita.
Cuatro.
Muy bien. Otra respuesta.
Alberto grita, soy tonto.
Soy, I am, tonto. Tonto. You know, Kimo sabe, what was his partner's name?
Tonto.
Tonto? Tonto, you know what tonto means?
Sí, I'm muchacho.
Sí, Alberto grita, I am muchacho, I am muchacho. Gabriela.
Un grande gato.
Alberto grita, I am gato grande.
Sí. Alberto grita, un diablo, socorro.
Un diablo, socorro, excelente. Okay, número cinco. El lobo come, ¿qué clase?
Muchas ovejas.
Muchas ovejas, excelente. Okay, Josh, el lobo come.
Alberto.
Alberto, muy bien. All right.
Muchas hierba, which is grass.
Mucha hierba, like herb. El lobo come mucha hierba. Sí, Sim.
Las muchachas.
Ah, el lobo come las muchachas. Come a Madison y a Olivia.
Sí.
Gabriela, las muchachas. Sí, Gabriela.
Come la familia.
El lobo come toda la familia.
Sí.
Including
Alberto.
Incluso Alberto. Ahora. Oh, wow. Okay. Bien. Okay. Did anybody have any questions on exercise three, the short answer?
No.
Do you see any new words? How about number three? ¿Qué hace el muchacho? What does that mean?
What does the boy do?
Does the boy do? You need to know that word, hace. ¿Qué hace el muchacho? Okay, what'd you put down?
Se ríe.
El muchacho se ríe. Muy bien. Otro. Otra respuesta.
Cuida las ovejas.
Excelente. El muchacho cuida las ovejas. Otro.
El muchacho es pastor.
Ah, el muchacho es pastor. That's right. Muy bien. Okay. Número cinco. Look at number five. ¿Por qué grita Alberto la primera vez? The first time. Gabriela.
¿Por qué está aburrido?
Porque está aburrido. Número 6, number 6. ¿Por qué grita Alberto la tercera vez, Maggie?
Alberto grita la tercera vez porque hay un lobo.
Whoa. ¿Otra vez? Repite. Repite.
Alberto grita la tercera vez porque hay un lobo.
Whoa. Esa frase es perfecta. She doesn't just say, hay un lobo, porque hay un lobo. Alberto grita la tercera vez porque hay un lobo. Fantástico, gracias. Okay, número ocho, the last question. ¿Qué hace el lobo? What does that mean?
What does the lobo do with the final end?
Al final de la historia.
Se ríe.
El lobo se ríe. Gabriela.
El lobo come muchas ovejas y se ríe.
Good. Now look what you guys are doing. Look at your answer. What did your verb end in?
What letter?
E, right? You did this. Without even going through all the foreign grammar and knowing the rule, you did it because you're really smart. Okay.
So do we all get chocolate?
Yes, everybody. Okay. All right, let's do a listening comprehension. Turn to page 11. Does everybody have a pluma or pen?
No.
Yes, this is the
need.
Lapis? Okay. Now you have a pluma. Lapis. Alguien? Anybody? Remember, alguien means someone.
Over here.
Okay, this is so easy. Muy fácil. Easy. I'm just going to read a sentence, and you're just going to write A, B, C, O, D. Okay? A, B, C, O, D. A, B, C, or D. Okay, on the bottom of page 11. Okay, número uno, number one. El lobo vive en las montañas. El lobo vive en las montañas. Dos, hay una oveja
Hay una oveja. Hay una oveja. Número tres, number three. Viven en las montañas. Viven en las montañas. Viven is they live.
Wait, can you repeat that?
Viven en las montañas. Cuatro. El papá corre rápido. El papá corre rápido. Cinco, number five. El lobo está aburrido.
El lobo está
aburrido. El lobo está aburrido. He's as bored as a bean burrito. Number six, number six. El papá viene corriendo. El papá viene corriendo. Siete, number seven. Cuida las ovejas. Cuida las ovejas. Ocho. Cuida la oveja. Cuida la oveja. I'm going to repeat number seven. Number seven is cuida las ovejas. Number ocho is cuida la oveja. Nueve. El muchacho se ríe. Number nine. Nueve. El muchacho se ríe. Yes, number 10. El muchacho está aburrido. El muchacho está aburrido. 11. 11. La oveja corre rápido.
Say it one more time.
La oveja corre rápido. And 12. 12. El muchacho cuida las ovejas. El muchacho cuida las ovejas. Okay, número uno. El lobo vive en las montañas. A, B, C, O, D.
D.
D. D. Any questions? Okay. Hay una oveja. One sheep. There's a sheep. Viven en las montañas.
C.
Viven. They live. Viven. So that should give you a big clue. Viven. All right. Vivir is to live. How do you say I live?
Vivo.
Vivo. Right. He lives. Or she lives.
Viva.
Vive. Now, this one was viven. And look what it ends in. An en. And it means they live. Right. So that's a clue for what we're going to see coming up. Viven en las montañas. They live. Okay, cuatro, number four. El papá corre rápido.
De.
El lobo está aburrido.
De.
Seis. El papá viene corriendo.
De.
Viene corriendo. What does that mean?
Comes
running. Back. Yendo. Ando is in. You have that in the song. Number seven. Cuida las ovejas.
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Ocho. Cuida la oveja. El muchacho se ríe. Number nine. Diez. El muchacho está aburrido. Once. La oveja corre rápido. Y doce. El muchacho cuida las ovejas. Excelente. Okay. Bob, ¿qué hora es? What time is it?
It is, well, I forget. 7:50.
Ah, son las 8 menos 10 en punto, exacto. Bob es el policía. Sí, sí que niñas with an accent, but S-I, sí, without an accent means if. Okay, sí, mujer. Si una persona no está aquí sentándose, Bob ataca a la persona, okay? Bob es mi policía personal. ¿Comprenden?
Sí.
Ok, 10 minutos. Adiós.
Thanks, Roger.
neither of you.
You want to have a chocolate covered pretzel?
No.
No. Maybe you can earn a chocolate class. No. You can have Sandy a water.
Even worse than the vetting can
it? Oh, yeah. No, the well, dinner's good.
Thank you.
So,
oh, wow. I've actually had some.
You do it? No,
yeah. Okay, so you get nothing.
Yeah.
We should do a reading. Okay. Yeah. We'll have the song. 10 minutes. The song is 10 minutes. We'll do a revision and a reading. No. Vision.
It has room for putting a speaker
in
the song. It still has a technology. I'm having a problem with getting the other trial. The trial, this version ran out already. So I should get those all.
So we'll do the song.
School is starting up.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. So let's see. Does anyone have a flashlight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm dying. Kills you before he like slowly in his mouth, and then I'm dying.
Mm-hmm. He's allowed to have one.
What?
He's allowed to have one.
He's allowed to have one?
One.
Me or one. He?
He. Okay. We got all of his snipers. Hola, Roberto.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. It's a dry erase. But
it is a dry erase?
Well, it was here with the dry erase stack. And then that
paper you got. It may have been the one that was used to do the posters.
That was here when we came in. Ooh, you got 1 minute. Who made the door? Round and round, Bob.
How are you, Cheryl?
I'm good, thanks, Bob. How are you?
Good.
That's good. I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Let's do the song and then we'll do the revision. Okay. Introduce Vivaldi's Night. Oh, it's in there.
It was him. Promise me it was him.
Keep your smell again, check the name on his mouth.
Can you guys get out your letra, the lyrics for the song?
Okay. ¿Quién no tiene el papel?
Mi hijo.
¿Cuál es mi hijo?
¿Quién más necesita? ¿Alguien necesita?
Anyone
who watches like 10 cents. Thanks, Robin. It's a kind of awesome. Thanks.
Thanks.
So, en un prado en las montañas, traduce. En inglés, en un prado en las montañas.
In a pasture in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I am muchacho que es pastor.
The shepherd boy.
There's a shepherd.
Who is a shepherd.
Se aburre.
He is bored.
He gets bored, right. Se le ocurre. What's the cognate you see in there? Ocurre?
Occurs.
It occurs to him. Se le ocurre. Ha ha. Gritar. It occurs to him. Shout all around.
Isn't shout gritar?
Gritar is to shout. Se le ocurre gritar. It occurs to him to shout. Okay, next verse. El papá viene corriendo.
Dad comes running.
Oh golly, there was a typo in the lyrics. When my friend made this CD, Mosqueta is distrust or anger. But I was talking to a friend of mine. He's like, oh, well, it's Mosquete, a musket. So can you change Mosqueta to Mosquete? Just that little letter. Change the A to E. It's a musket. That makes so much more sense. The papa viene corriendo con mosquete in
his hand.
In his hand. Pasaba las ovejitas.
In order to save the sheep.
To save the sheep. Actually, Thatcher, she's his partner. What's it?
Oh,
girl.
Yeah, just stay here.
Mosqueta is mosquete. Pasaba las ovejitas in order to save the sheep y correr al lobo malo. And in order, what's correr?
To run.
Look up here. Correr is to run. In order to run.
After that bad wolf.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Es un chiste, dice Chico.
It's a joke.
That's the word. Cuando papi se acerca.
Papa comes near.
Y se ríe de su papi que responde a la alerta.
Father who responds to the alert.
Right. You guys got this? Okay. Al día siguiente, mal muchacho repite su travesura.
The next day, the bad boy repeats his noise.
Grita lobo, lobo, lobo. And no piensa que es locura.
He doesn't think something is crazy.
That's right. Okay. El chiquito al día siguiente.
The boy with the following day.
Right, the following day, the little boy ve un lobo de verdad.
Ve
means he sees. Good.
A true boy.
Yeah, really. Verdad is truth. Really sees a wolf. They. So they means he sees. I want you to know that. You're going to memorize the song. Grita lobo muy en vano.
He yells wolf.
In vain. Nadie cree que es verdad.
Nobody believes that it is true.
Good. Nobody believes that essence it is true. Esta vez happening to me.
This time.
Qué terrible, qué horror.
What terrible,
how horrible. Yes, Gabriela, K does mean what. But when we see it in this kind of thing, it's going to kind of mean how. Figure out the word. How terrible, how horrible. Lobo come al muchacho. Lobo no come al muchacho. Lobo come qué?
Las ovejas.
Las ovejas. Sí, lobo come las ovejas, las ovejitas.
De
pastor. Okay, K, let's try it. Dale, by the way, that's a final means.
En un prado en las montañas hay muchacho que es pastor. Se aburre, se le ocurre gritar a su alrededor. Lobo, hay un lobo entre las ovejas. Lobo, hay un lobo entre las ovejas. El papá viene corriendo con mosqueta en la mano a salvar las ovejitas y correr al lobo malo. Lobo, hay un lobo entre las ovejas. Lobo, hay un lobo entre las ovejas. Dice el chico cuando papi se acerca y se ríe de su papi que responde a la alerta. Lobo, hay un lobo entre las ovejas. Lobo, hay un lobo entre las ovejas. Al día siguiente el mal muchacho repite su travesura. Grita lobo, 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 él no piensa que es locura. Lobo, hay un lobo entre las ovejas. Lobo, hay un lobo entre las ovejas. El chiquito al día siguiente ve un lobo de verdad. Grita lobo muy enfado, nadie cree que es verdad. Lobo, hay un lobo entre las ovejas. Lobo, hay un lobo entre las ovejas. Esta vez papi no viene, qué terrible, qué horror. Lobo come las ovejas del pastor. Lobo, hay un lobo entre las ovejas. Lobo, hay un lobo entre las ovejas. Lobo, hay un lobo solo en las montañas. ¡Au!
Okay, gracias, Caleb. Okay, anybody memorize it?
I can sing it.
Nadie? Nobody?
I can sing it with the song and memorize it sort of.
I know
the chorus.
Okay. Yeah. Joey, I don't know if I should assign it as homework that everybody has to do or if I should extend the contest for 1 month.
See.
All right. 1 week we'll have un premio, a prize, like a premio. Un premio fantástico para una persona que canta toda la canción. See, Josh?
What if two people memorize it? Oh, more.
Then comparten, they can share.
What if
they
pay?
Oh, they can all get a prize. Yeah. Okay. And we forgot. Let's see. We had some papas last week because you guys heard what was the wrong word. But here's the perfect balance. See, Madison and Maggie, you guys got the papas. I forgot your. Now, this is not real mantequilla. Mantequilla. Man, that stuff will kill ya. Man, that will kill ya. Mantequilla.
Assumption.
No, it's just a hook for the language. Mantequilla is butter. Esta no es mantequilla. Esta es margarina. La margarina.
No.
Margarine?
Yeah, margarine.
Sí. But this is no margarina ordinaria. This is earth balance. It's muy sano, very healthy. Okay, so. Ariana, ¿tú prefieres, do you prefer, prefieres mantequilla o margarina?
No sé, yo no como dairy.
La leche? Okay, ella nunca come la leche. Pobre Ariana, tú tienes la madre muy
estricta,
¿ok? Thatcher, ¿tú prefieres la mantequilla o la margarina? Earth balance.
Mantequilla.
La mantequilla, ok. Thatcher prefiere la mantequilla, ¿sí? Mm-hmm. ¿Qué prefiere Ariana?
No sé.
Miguel, ¿prefieres mantequilla o margarina?
Yo, mantequilla.
Ah, muy bien. Yo prefiero mantequilla. No, yo prefiero la margarina.
Yo prefiero la margarina. Miguel prefiere la mantequilla. ¿Qué prefiere Thatcher?
La mantequilla.
Josh, ¿qué prefieres tú?
La mantequilla.
La mantequilla también. Thatcher prefiere la mantequilla y Josh prefiere la mantequilla. ¿Qué prefiero yo?
Margarina.
La margarina. Sí, okay. Prefiere, that's going to be in the reading that we're going to do right now. So, prefiere is he prefers. Okay, página 14, page 14.
Oh, I'd like you to get with your partner that you tag in the first part of the class. And what I'd like you to do is read that and figure out what it means. You got pictures to help you. You got 5 minutes. 5 minutes. See what you can do. Okay. Thank you. You're going to read page 15. Pictures are on page 14 to help you figure out what's going on. You're going to read it with your partner.
So you
can
turn the pictures?
When you finish, go on to the questions.
Okay, the story is, hay un muchacho que se llama Rodrigo. Rodrigo es pastor, pero a él no le gusta ser pastor. Es un trabajo aburrido.
Okay. Trabajo is a job. Okay, where were we? Es un trabajo aburrido. Un día, mientras el muchacho cuida las ovejas, está muy aburrido. No quiere cuidar las ovejas, quiere jugar al fútbol. Pero hay un problema. No tiene con quién jugar. No tiene hermanos ni hermanas y está aburrido. Entonces, un lobo llamado Rex viene a la montaña. El muchacho está contento e invita al lobo a jugar al fútbol. El lobo le responde, no gracias, prefiero jugar a los naipes. Entonces, Rodrigo juega a los naipes con el lobo. Ahora el muchacho no está aburrido, los dos están contentos.
Si prefiere,
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Sefiere.
At the mountain. I don't know what llamado is. I don't know that.
Llamado, it's just like
like Seyama, his name is. It's from that same word. So a wolf named Rex comes to the mountain.
Yes.
And here's where you guys are going to use your Sherlock Holmes kind of spidey senses. Yamato. Seyama is his name is. Meyamo, my name is. So un lobo llamado Rex. Like, okay, it's, we know it's from that same word as a name. Like his name is so a wolf named Rex. And much. Thanks, Joey. El muchacho está contento, Bob.
The boy is happy.
He invita al lobo a jugar al fútbol. Caleb.
And invites the wolf to play soccer.
Should that be E? Should be a Y.
Good ojo. Bob tiene el ojo muy bueno. He has a good eye. It should be. Well, you think it should be E and be the anti invites, but in Spanish, try to say E. E. It doesn't. But how about E? E. E invita. You just do it to smooth it out. E invita. So that means and. So and can be the letter Y, E, or if it's before something that has the same sound, instead of saying E, it's just A and E. Good idea. Bueno, el muchacho está contento. Invita al lobo a jugar al fútbol. Fútbol. You hit the ball with your foot, with your pie, so that's soccer. El lobo le responde, Gabby?
The wolf responds.
Good. No gracias. Prefiero jugar a los naipes. Roberta.
No, thank you. I prefer to play cards.
Excelente. Entonces, Rodrigo juega a los naipes con el lobo. Thatcher.
So he plays cards with the wolf?
Excelente. Ahora el muchacho no está aburrido, Cheryl.
Now the boy isn't bored.
Los dos están contentos, Madison.
Both of them are contentos. Right.
Both of them are happy. Okay. ¿Preguntas, questions? Fácil. All right. Número uno. ¿Al muchacho le gusta ser pastor?
No,
le gusta. ¿Qué prefiere hacer? What does he prefer to do? ¿Qué prefiere hacer?
Jugar
al fútbol. Sí. Joey, ¿tú prefieres jugar al fútbol, Joey?
Sí.
¿O tú prefieres jugar al básquetbol?
Fútbol.
Ah, Joey prefiere jugar al fútbol. ¿Cómo?
Prefiero jugar...
Excelente. Joey prefiere jugar al fútbol. Simeon juega al fútbol muy bien. Simeon corre rápido, ¿sí? ¿Verdad? ¿Sí?
Americano.
Sí, excelente. Simeon juega al fútbol americano. Thatcher, ¿tú juegas al fútbol americano también?
Also? Sí.
¿Y tú juegas al básquetbol?
No.
¿No? ¿Quién juega al básquetbol? Miquel juega
al básquetbol.
¿Sí?
Sí.
Fenomenal. ¿Tú juegas mucho al básquetbol?
Mucho al básquetbol, Miguel. Serier. Ja, ja, ja.
Valeria Serier también. Muy bien. Ok, Miguel juega al básquetbol. ¿Thatcher juega al básquetbol?
No.
Thatcher no juega al básquetbol. ¿Quién juega al básquetbol? Miguel juega al básquetbol. ¿A qué juega Simeón? ¿Al básquetbol o al fútbol?
Al fútbol.
Al fútbol americano. Muy bien. Excelente. So, Thatcher prefiere jugar al básquetbol o al fútbol?
Al fútbol.
Okay. Y Rodrigo prefiere jugar al fútbol o cuidar a las ovejas. Prefiere jugar al fútbol. Sí.
In Spanish, it's football, soccer.
Yes.
And
And football americano is our kind of football. Okay. Número dos. ¿Qué problema tiene Rodrigo? Voluntario? ¿Qué problema tiene Rodrigo? Okay, turn to your partner and answer it. Did you guys get it? You turn to your partner and see the answer.
Correct.
Okay. ¿Qué problema tiene Rodrigo? Voluntario. Rodrigo tiene problema. ¿Qué es, Miguel?
Es un trabajo favorito.
Sí, Miguel. Rodrigo tiene un trabajo aburrido. Sí, él está muy aburrido, ¿sí? ¿Otro problema? ¿Él tiene otro problema también? ¿Qué quiero?
Rodrigo no tiene con quién jugar.
No tiene con quién jugar. No tiene con quién jugar. Sí. Número tres. ¿Por qué no juegan al fútbol? Why don't they play football? Josh. You can say he prefers to play. That's what they say in the story. El lobo prefiere jugar a los naipes. Sí, el lobo no le gusta al fútbol. Sí, está bien.
Why can't he play?
Jugar a los naipes. He prefers to play naipes, cards. We're going to play naipes in 2 semanas. Friends. No sé.
You said we would.
Well, I say a lot of things. Okay, número cuatro. If prefiere means he or she prefers, what do you think prefiero means?
I prefer.
Yes, el lobo dice prefiero jugar. So, fantastic. And número cinco. ¿Cuál sería means what would be un buen título para for esta historia? This story. ¿Cuál sería buen título para esta historia? Did you guys get to that?
Sí.
What did you come up with?
The card wolf.
The card wolf. El lobo de los naipes. Oh, card shark. Card wolf. Otro? Joey.
No. Historia means story?
Story, yeah. It also means history.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You say that again, please. The number five was.
Oh, what would be a good title for this story?
Okay.
El pastor aburrido.
Excelente. Muy bien. Okay. One more story.
Doesn't Paul mean witch, though? No, not a
yes, Paul means witch. But in Spanish, if there's a choice between answers, we might say, what would a good title be? If it implies that there could be more than one choice, in Spanish, they'll use qual. Like when I say what, we say what is the date, but it could be more than one date. So how do I say what's the date in Spanish? Anybody catch that? ¿Cuál es la fecha? Which one of the dates is the date? ¿Cuál es la fecha? Caleb. Hay un chico, ¿verdad? Hay un muchacho, hay un chico, ¿sí?
Sí.
Okay. Ponte el disfraz.
¡Un lobo!
¡Es un lobo, ¿verdad?
¡Ay, un lobo!
Entonces, ya lo tenés. ¿Es lobo?
Es
muchacho con un disfraz.
Es un muchacho con un disfraz.
¡Qué alivio!
No, es un verdad.
No es.
Sí, no es lobo, de verdad. Es muchacho, ¿sí? Es muchacho. Sí, es un quítate, quítate el disfraz.
Hola.
¡Ah! Oh, ¡qué alivio! No es un lobo, es un disfraz. Un disfraz. ¿Cómo se dice disfraz?
Illusion. Distraction.
Disfraz. Kind of sounds like a disguise. Okay. Caleb, ponte el disfraz. Caleb se pone el disfraz. ¿Comprenden? Okay, Caleb se pone el disfraz. Caleb, ponte los zapatos.
Probably don't fit very well, but...
No hay problema.
There you go.
Okay, Caleb se pone los zapatos, ¿sí? Se pone el disfraz, he puts on, se pone los zapatos. Caleb, ponte la mochila.
All right.
Okay. Caleb se pone la mochila, ¿sí? ¡Qué bonito! Caleb se pone la mochila, se pone el disfraz, se pone los zapatos. ¿Comprenden?
Sí.
Okay, Caleb, quítate la mochila. ¡Qué alivio! Okay. Caleb se quita la mochila. Quítate el disfraz. ¡Qué alivio! ¿Sí? Caleb se quita el disfraz. Caleb, quítate los zapatos. Oh, ya. Already. Ya means already. Caleb ya se quitó. Se quitó. Se quitó los zapatos. ¿De quién son? ¿De quién? Oh, de Magdalena. Ok. Caleb, los zapatos son de Magdalena. Ok. No te pongas los zapatos de Magdalena.
No.
Ok, Caleb. Gracias. Un aplauso para Caleb. Sí. Sí. Ok. Bravo. ¿Quién trabaja aquí? ¿Quién trabaja? Remember?
Work.
Es un trabajo aburrido. It is a boring job. What part of speech is trabajo? Look at that second line. Es un trabajo aburrido. What part of speech is trabajo? Verb, noun, adjective, adverb. It's a noun. How do you know it's a noun? With what clues?
Oh.
A job. Un trabajo. A job. And it's got an adjective that describes it. What adjective describes a trabajo? What kind of trabajo? Aburrido. Okay. Now, I'm saying something a little bit different. I'm saying, ¿quién? It's a question. ¿Quién? Aquí, here. Trabaja. Oh, that should ring a bell. You know that's a
verb.
It's a verb now. We have our AR verbs. Remember, it means he or she does something. So how do you say to work? What do you think? Trabajar is to work. So if I say quién trabaja, what am I asking?
Who
works? Quién trabaja, who works? Okay, en la clase de español, ¿quién trabaja? Yo no trabajo. ¿Tú trabajas?
Tú trabajas.
Okay, Miguel trabaja. ¿Otra persona también?
Sí.
Joey trabaja. Rhonda trabaja. Cheryl trabaja. Simeon trabaja? Oh, en la casa si yo también. Okay. Un día, Miguel trabaja mucho. Miguel trabaja todo el día. Él trabaja a las 7 de la mañana en el morning. A las 8 de la mañana, a las 9, todo el día. Miguel trabaja. Y Miguel trabaja muy fuerte, strong. Miguel no come. Miguel no duerme. Miguel no baila. Miguel no bebe café. Miguel trabaja, trabaja, trabaja muy duro.
Very hard.
Okay, por fin, Yes, 14?
Yeah.
Finally. Son las cinco. Phew, qué alivio. Son las cinco. Ahora, Miguel, ¿trabaja o Miguel no trabaja?
Miguel no trabaja.
Miguel no trabaja. Miguel sale, Elise, sale del trabajo y Miguel va a la casa. Casa, por favor. Casa. So, Miguel sale del trabajo. Adiós, Raúl. Miguel va a la casa. Okay, qué alivio. Miguel está en la casa. Y en la casa él no trabaja. Miguel se quita la mochila. Miguel se quita la mochila. Miguel se quita el sombrero. Se quita el sombrero. Miguel se quita las gafas, como Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Miguel se quita los zapatos porque ahora no trabaja. Miguel se quita los calcetines. Ok, ¿algo más o no más?
No más. No más. No.
Ahora Miguel no se quita nada. Ok, Miguel se quita el sombrero, sí, la mochila, los zapatos, las calcetines, las gafas, ok. Él no se quita la ropa, ok. Muy bien. Ahora Miguel está contento y no trabaja. ¿Qué hace?
Duerme.
What does he do? ¿Qué hace? ¿Duerme?
Y come.
¿Come?
Come.
¿Mira la televisión?
Sí,
come chocolate.
Come
chocolate. Miguel come chocolate. Miguel mira la televisión. ¿Cómo?
Spaghetti.
Come los espaguetis. ¿Qué más hace? ¿Qué hace?
Seaweed.
Oh, come la alga. Con sushi. Oh, fantástico. ¿Le gusta? Does he like it? ¿Le gusta?
Sí.
¿Sí? Ah, él come mucha alga, sushi. Miguel, ¿juega a la computadora? ¿Qué juega? What does he play? ¿Qué juega en la computadora?
Star Wars.
¿Él juega a Star Wars en la computadora?
Sí. ¿Sí?
¿Cómo?
¿Qué
juega?
Warcraft.
¿Juega Pop Tropica? Ok, él juega Pop Tropica en la computadora. Y él toca la guitarra.
¿On the computer? Sorry.
Y él toca el violín. ¿El violín? Cuando Miguel toca el violín, ¿cuántos perros tiene?
Tres.
¿Tres? ¿Y cuántos gatos?
Cinco.
Tiene 10, ¿verdad? 10 gatos.
Yes.
No, Miguel, no, en serio. Miguel tiene 8 o 10 gatos. 10 gatos. Miguel toca el violín. Y los gatos que hacen los gatos.
Llora.
How gritan. Los gatos lloran. Los gatos se ríen.
Sorry, I helped you hard. I'm calling you.
Sí, los gatos se ríen. Yes. Ok, Miguel toca el violín. Él no trabaja. Él relaja. He relaxes. Se quita los zapatos, se quita el sombrero y toca el violín. ¿Los gatos les gusta o no?
No
les gusta el violín.
Y
se ríen.
Y duerme.
El perro duerme. Sí. Los gatos.
Miguel duerme.
¿O Miguel también duerme? Sí, Miguel. Ok. Sí. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. Oh, Miguel, se despierta. Ok, da un aplauso, por favor. If I say Bob se quita el sombrero, what am I saying?
Takes off.
Okay. Caleb se quita el disfraz de lobo.
Takes off the disguise.
Yeah, takes off the wolf. Caleb se quita la mochila. Caleb se quita la mochila.
Takes off the backpack.
Backpack, muy bien. Miguel se quita los calcetines.
Okay, muy bien. So we've got el disfraz, the disguise. Se quita, he takes off. Let's see any other words you need to know for this one. And you know le gusta.
Le gusta. A Miguel, le gusta tocar al violín?
No.
A Miguel, Miguel likes to, see? Okay, so I think you've got enough words now to figure out the story on page 17 with your partner. Now we're going to play a game.
So I'll read.
Oh, by the way, let me just tell you a couple words. First line, last word, wapa. Wapa, wapa. Okay. Oh, Elaine, levántate. Elaine, levántate. Bob, levántate. We did this the other day.
It's very good.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Hay un hombre con músculos grandes. El hombre se llama Roberto.
Roberto.
Ajá. Roberto tiene los músculos enormes. Porque Roberto come mucha alga. La alga tiene proteína. Sí, Roberto come mucha alga. Oh, y los músculos son enormes. Roberto es muy guapo. Oh, él es más guapo, más ni more. Él es más guapo que Tom Cruise. Él es más guapo que
Ataca al hombre guapo. Ataca al... Uh-huh. Okay. Ataca.
Y la mujer le pega en la nariz. Plas. The way you say cow in Spanish is plas. Okay. Le pega muy duro en la nariz. Plas. Okay. Ahora, el hombre guapo tiene la sangre. Sangre. Que le sale por la nariz. Oh, mira, la camisa shirt es roja. Roja es red. Por la sangre, al blood of la sangre. Ahora, el muchacho no es guapo. No es guapo. Y la mujer dice, adiós, hombre. Adiós, hombre.
Adiós, hombre.
Yo quiero, I want, yo quiero un hombre guapo. Yo quiero.
Yo quiero.
Yo quiero. Tell him, I want, yo quiero.
I want a handsome.
I want.
Yo quiero. You tell him, say, yo quiero un hombre guapo. It's guapo. Good looking. Ah.
Yo. Yo quiero. Un hombre guapo.
Sí. El no es guapo. Porque tiene sangre, blood. Porque tú eres violenta. Muy violenta, mamá.
Oh,
sí. Sí. Ok. Adiós. Ahora, ella es guapa, ¿sí?
Sí, ella es guapa.
¿Sí? ¿Y Bob es guapo?
No.
Ahora no es guapo. Lo siento, sorry.
Elfie,
un aplauso.
Ok. Now. I think you can read the story. Let me see. Are there any other words? For your sake, let's hope not, right? I think you can figure everything else out. Okay, take about 4 or 5 minutes. See what you can do.
All right. Todos son sabelos y famosos, vemos a muchacho negro, su favorite fruit. El muchacho negro es un pastor. Un día, el muchacho está en las montañas con las mujeres. El resto de la familia está en Nueva York, sacando fotos para una agencia de competencia. El muchacho está solo, está muy aburrido, hasta que viene un hombre. El muchacho llora y grita, un lobo, hay un lobo. Entonces el lobo se quita a la mitad. El lobo no es un lobo, sino que guapo es un lobo.
Very nice.
Very nice.
One doesn't work. Did you guys finish your story?
Yeah, I'm all
okay.
Do we, is the for our game, is it drawing? The drawing
just,
thing?
Just play. You don't have to know that. Go, go ahead.
Give us five markers that were good.
Yes.
That's the best.
Okay. Let's see how you did.
Hay un muchacho que vive en las montañas con su familia. Cheryl.
There is a boy that went to the mountain, or there is a boy that lives in the mountains with his family.
Good. Su familia es muy guapa, Rhonda.
What is the name?
17. Su familia es muy guapa.
Our family, the family is handsome.
Yes. If we're talking about un muchacho, you got the word su. She's had a lot of Spanish, so she knows that su can mean her or his or their. What would it mean in this context?
His family.
His family, right. Su familia es muy guapa. Bob es guapo también. Elena es muy guapa también. Todos son modelos famosos menos el muchacho mayor, Caleb.
All of them are famous models except the older brother.
Right. Now, how'd you get menos meaning except?
Minus.
Yeah, sorry.
El muchacho menor es no es guapo. El muchacho mayor es guapo un poco, pero el muchacho menor es
feo, at least.
Oh, un mono.
Yeah, Ari has a problem with him. Don't worry about it. Okay, el muchacho mayor, that's like major, older. El muchacho mayor es pastor. Simeon.
The older brother is a pastor.
Good, is a shepherd, yes. The older boy is a shepherd. Un día el muchacho está en las montañas con las ovejas. Madison.
One day the boy is in the mountains with the sheep.
Good. El resto de la familia está en Nueva York sacándose fotos para una agencia de modelos. Voluntario? Great. Bob.
The rest of the family is in New York taking pictures for a modeling agency.
Yeah. El muchacho está solo y está muy aburrido. Miguel.
The boy is by himself, and he's very bored.
Muy bien. Está aburrido hasta que viene un lobo. Gabriela.
Okay,
so the wolf. Oh, should you have a book? Yeah. I'll let you do the next sentence. Joey, can you do this one?
He is bored, but hasta has thrown me off.
Okay, when we say hasta mañana, I'm saying until tomorrow. So hasta means until.
He's born until the wolf grows.
Right. Okay, Gabriel, next sentence. El muchacho llora y grita, un lobo, hay un lobo.
The boy cries and yells, a wolf, there's a wolf.
Good. Entonces el lobo se quita el disfraz, Josh.
Okay.
Mamá, entonces el lobo se quita el disfraz.
Yes,
Ben the wolf was distracted.
Se quita la mochila, se quita los calcetines. Takes off. Disfrocks.
Oh, okay. The wolf took off the disguise.
Takes off the disguise. Muy bien.
El lobo no es un lobo, classic.
Sino que es un muchacho.
It's a boy.
What's that scene okay? What do you think that might be? Okay.
His cousin?
Just guess, what would we put in English? He's not a wolf, isn't a wolf.
He's a boy.
Rather, yeah. He's a boy. Es el primo del pastor, Jesse.
The cousin was a boy. I'm a shepherd.
That's a shepherd's cousin. El primo servie?
Sí.
Has más, y el pastor se ríe también. Ahora no está
aburrido. Okay, muy bien. All right, do you guys remember getting this sheet the first day, helpful information? It has verbs and pronouns and numbers and
Okay, who didn't get this? Wow. We've gone over almost all of this. Spanish can't be. I'm going to need to make another. All right. In that case,
how about afterwards? Oh, you know what? They can have my copy. All right. In that case,
we're going to do a quick review of the numbers.
Okay, so let's count to 10.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Okay, 11 is once,
doce, trece, catorce, quince.
And then once you get past 15, past quince, it's 10 and 6. So it's diez, seis, diecisiete, dieciocho, diecinueve, veinte.
I started getting varicose veins when I was 20. Veinte.
So 21?
20 and what?
21. 23? 27?
30 is 30, 40 is 40.
Now look at that. 30 is 30. How do you say 3? 3. Okay. 4 is 4. How do you say 40? 40. Okay, we have 5. It's 5. And 50 is 50. Can you see the verde, the green?
Yeah.
Okay. Seis is 6. 60 is
60. Siete is 7. 70 is 70. Ocho, 80. Nueve, 90. And 100, flat 100 is 100. And once we go above 100, ciento uno. Ciento dos. Okay? I'm going to say a number. I'd like you to write it on your whiteboard.
Oh.
And I'm sorry we don't have our pile of rags with us today.
What do I do?
I do.
Where is my book? Okay. El número es 35. 35. I need a black.
I need some marker.
Well, there are two there.
Okay.
This
one
is.
Oh, man. Aaliyah, go pass out some markers.
Okay.
35.
35?
No.
Sí. 35. Okay. All the same. Go ahead and erase it. Actually, you may want to write small since you don't have erasers. Just, we're just practicing. Once. Escribe once. Write down. Once, doce, trece, catorce. Okay, this is once. Si?
Si.
Okay. 73. 73.
Catorce.
Okay, everybody write this? Catorce? Okay. Go over them, yes. Okay. 160. 160. Setenta. Okay?
Setenta.
Setenta y tres. Setenta y tres.
Mom, es allá.
Oh, muy bien, gracias.
Setenta y tres.
Okay. Setenta y seis.
Too hard, by the way.
Thank you. Setenta y seis.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho. Your equipo rojo o morado?
Rojo.
No. Rojo. Rojo. Okay. Ustedes son morado. Okay. Levántense y formen dos colas. Dos colas.
Ah, muy bien. Muy
Just draw me a little stick figure picture of what's happening in these three stories,
Okay, and then check your email. I'll have it out within 2 days. I'm going to put these right here. And, you know what, can we close in prayer, if you don't mind, just a quick, please? Father, we just thank you for this time, and I pray that all the Spanish will get in there and percolate, and that you would bless the Lord. Help everybody get home safely, and thank you for all the blessings you give us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Alrighty, and if anybody can stay, actually, everybody please stay for 5 minutos or less,
Mom,
and we'll just put
the
room
team that walks have chocolate? Chocolate?
Okay.
This is a team that lost it.
Okay, so check your email. I'll have it to you within 2 days.
Mom, where'd you put the papers?
Well, let's clean the room.
Mom, do we need chocolate?
First, then eat.
Move it!
Yeah. Oh, someone put there.
No, we can erase those ones. Should we toss these dry erasers?
Yes.
Where is it though?
Valerie, where's the eraser at?
The eraser is.
Oh, it's right there.
I don't know what to do with that. What month? Oh.
I've got to clean these off.
Oh, gracias. You know what? I've got a sock. Hang on. It's your new sock. Hey,